the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for not helping their ex out with their kid.
I'm listening, but I'll tell you right now, I got a predetermined answer.
You do?
Yeah. I don't even need context, but I know we got to hear it.
Okay, here it goes. Evelyn, it's a woman, wrote into the show and wants to know, if am I the jerk if I won't help my ex out with our kid? She said, my ex and I have a six-year-old. We were together for 7 years off and on. It just didn't work. So when we split, we didn't go to court because we weren't married. Mm. So we came up with our own custody schedule. It's been working out for the past 3 years. I'm a nurse. I have long hours. He works in an office and can work from home. But he switched jobs at the start of the month and doesn't have the flexibility anymore. So he asked if we could switch things around here and there. And I said no.
Mm.
He says he always works with me. But the truth is, I barely ask for help and our schedule pretty much stays the same. I think it's on him to find childcare on his own time.
Oof.
I know he won't take me to court because he has a sketchy past. And I don't hold it against him. I just know he won't go that far. He's a good dad, but I'm done working with his schedule. Mm. Am I the jerk for refusing to help my ex out with the kids?
Mm. Bruh.
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Evelyn, you mean? My bad.
Stop. No, I've been here, dude. I'm telling you, it could go both ways on this one.
It can, but I'm leaning that jerk, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to affect the child some backwards way. Mm-hmm. As a mother, as a father, as parents, we know how difficult it could be to coordinate schedules, right? Whether you're together or not. Sometimes you're just like, bro, we don't got the time in the day and our schedules aren't matching. Why not work with each other? Mm-hmm. That's only going to stress you out. That's only going to stress him out. It's only going to stress the kid out.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you got to figure something out. If he's asking, that's you being petitious by going, nope.
Well, your turn. Or is it, though? Because as the mom, I see her going, no, get childcare. Your schedule changed. Our days stay the same. Figure out the childcare on your days, which in my mind is like similar to what my ex and I would do. Like, I always say, ask me if I can help you and I'll take them. But if I can't, it's on you, because sometimes you can't help on your days off because you have other things.
I hear you, but you just said, ask me if I can take them, and if I can, I will.
Yeah.
Evelyn's going, don't ask me if I can take her, because I won't.
She doesn't want to deal with it.
She's straight up going, nah, that's your problem. No, that's y'all kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning that jerk, bro.
You say jerk.
Jerk, 100%.
Once the schedule's set out, I'm going to go with not the jerk, just because I've been there, and I get how many details matter in this situation, but once you have a schedule, don't come at me all the time and constantly ask me to find childcare on the days I don't normally have it. That gets old real quick.
I hear that.
You know, because what if you are working and you come to me, but I'm working too?
Right.
Figure
well, then
it
what
out.
Do we do? We got
figure
well,
it out, my guy.
In that case, you got to figure it out, right?
Yeah,
like somebody else, a family about whatever. But if he's coming to you because you don't have an agreement, because you didn't go to court,
just work
y'all
it out.
Y'all should keep working this amicably, bro. Because at the same time, you can't assume that he's not going to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
A sketchy past is a sketchy past, but we're talking about the future and we're talking about a kid involved now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna assume that if it's gonna get deep enough, he's gonna eventually seek some counsel. Personally, at least he should.
You say jerk because Evelyn won't help out her ex with their kid. I say not the jerk because I've been in these situations where they expect you to just step up and take care of the kids on their days. And you're like, yo, I got enough stress on my days.
I can't do it today. What?
I can't do every day to help you.
I'm busy. I'm out of the house all day. I understand.
Well, the problem for me would be if it's constantly changing. That's when it, you know what I mean? Like, you need a day here and there. My ex travels easy. I take the kids. I took them last night when I wasn't supposed to have them. So I can work with him.
Fair.
But if it was happening regularly and I had a schedule set, I would be like, enough.
Yeah.
You know?
He is kind of asking her to change her schedule now.
That's what I'm saying. It's affecting her and they already have a schedule.
And if she can, that's one thing. But if she can't, then obviously, I can't. Sorry. I'm locked in.
She's not saying she can't. She's saying, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done working with this guy. We have a schedule. Okay. Is Evelyn the jerk if she won't help her ex out with their kid? 414-533-1037. I'm dying to read the texts and see what people say next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Evelyn wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to help her ex out with their kid. They have a six-year-old. They don't have they made up their own custody schedule, basically. They didn't go to court because they weren't married. And it's been working out till he switched jobs. Now he wants her to work with him more. And she's like, I'm sick of working with him. I'm done. He can find childcare on his days and I'll find it on mine. Okay. So let's go to the phones this morning. Should we just start with Mila?
Come on now.
Mila's going to go off. Mila's on the phone this morning. Hey, Mila.
Good morning.
Hey.
Okay. Now, DZ, I think, thought this was going to be a sweep of Jerk.
I thought so, man.
Which way are you going?
Because I felt like the roles were reversed, boy.
Well, I just know as a single parent, it's all situational. Some parents are better than others, but the amount of garbage, we just always figure it out on our days. But Mila, I'll let you speak before I start going off.
So not the jerk.
Okay.
Not
the jerk. Okay.
And the reason why I say this, and I like the way she worded it, she made it a point to say she's a nurse. We all know that they don't have very nice schedules already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She also made it a point to say his schedule changed.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't go to court for custody and child support, but it sounds like that's a one-up on his end and not hers. That's like, probably why she's not willing to compromise.
Mm.
Because
he don't want to go to court. Mm. He don't want to do stuff the right way. He's like, you work with me, and that's it. And
oh, she's you think because like, okay, he's making more money or something? Like, he's worried she's going to get child support? Or
exactly. Because it's easier to just go down to the court, let them handle everything, and then all of the stuff with the daycare and everything, that's all mapped out. You don't even have to argue about it.
See, but Mila, he says he always works with me. With these nurses' schedules, we know how hectic they can be. Sometimes you get put on a double. Sometimes it's not your time. What if he had gone, oh, no, are you working a double? That's not on me. Figure it out. No, he's never done that. He's going, oh, you working a double? I can hold you down. He's held her down to whatever degree.
Yeah, she didn't say all that.
She did. She literally said, he says he always works with me. But the truth is, I barely ask for help. That doesn't mean you don't. That doesn't mean your schedule has never changed.
No, she barely asks for help. He always works with her. She works with him by not putting his tail on child support. So if you don't want to be on child support, then you need to figure out your daycare issue, sir.
It's not even about the child support for me. It's about the when I just figure it out. I feel like, and I know it's a general statement, is that with like, I'm not saying I don't ask my ex to watch my kids occasionally, but for the most part, when it's my time, I figure out other ways to get them handled because we just figure it out, you know?
Women generally,
I can only ask so many times before it gets ridiculous.
Women usually have a greater amount of resources and support, especially as a single parent. Men don't normally get that same nod or that same attention and support.
It ain't that they don't get it, it's that they don't search for it. They want us to do the legwork and be like, here, honey, this is what you do.
Help me out, I got a new job.
Because that's what it is, huh?
You have the guys have the same resources that we have, you just have to utilize them.
The YWCA isn't generally for dudes. And stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different support groups and
YWCA? The YMCA?
No, they got
YWCA.
I don't even
know what that is. For everybody.
The YWCA. Look, my mom used to work with the YWCA and single women and do a whole bunch of stuff as far as like, classes, resources, and getting them the help that they need. Men might not look for it, but also it's not necessarily as prevalent and present. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's 2024. We're used to men being single fathers now. There is more stuff out there for them. This ain't the case, baby.
As a single parent, I agree. You can only ask me to change and move things around so many times when we already have a set schedule. We're already up in a crazy land, this back and forth. And then to constantly want that to change and you have things laid out. Some people live by, you know, having things planned out.
Yeah.
And if somebody's always trying to switch it, it's like, enough.
This is going to start a worse back and forth, though. Because now when she does need help, and rarely on the rare occasions that she doesn't ask for it, he's got all the wherewithal to go, no, you figure it out.
But she knows that she said no, and I'm sure she's got her stuff together.
She's like, I got support on her.
She ain't worried about it. That's why
it sounds that way.
Only his.
Well,
Mila says, not the jerk.
But if she's not worried about it, he shouldn't have to be worried about it because it shows they both can hold their own as parents and figure it out.
Appreciate you, Mila.
Bye. Bye, love you.
Love you back.
Let's pull up Santino in Sheboygan. Let's pull up a guy. Next, we're talking about if Evelyn's a jerk for refusing to help her ex out with their kid.
Cut the music. Cut the music.
All right, whoops. Yeah, aye, Captain. Talk to us.
Mila fight.
Talk to us.
Mila, I like you, girl. I really do, but you triggered me.
I triggered you, too, because I agree with
Mila. Triggy, double trigger.
Listen, talk to us,
big dog.
She put all the onus on the man, but did she not listen when the when the wife, or excuse me, the ex-wife, the mom says that her schedule is set.
Yeah.
She said that. I worked in the hospital. You're right. If she's not a floater, she's not picking up overtime, their shifts are set.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
why are we penalizing this child?
Mm.
Well,
listen,
I'm saying as the mom, she doesn't feel like she is. She's saying it's his days, you know?
I get that. I get that.
His days are changing, though.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you want to spend that time with your child if you can? Because your child's going to be like, oh, mom had time to spend with me, but she wants me to go to daycare. I want to be a mom. And I get what she's trying to do, but this child is 6 years old. Spend that time with that child. It's a girl. She needs her mom, not daycare.
Mm.
If you have the time, do it. If it was my sons, I'm not putting them in daycare.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell they going to daycare. They need their father to help them.
If I have the ability to be with them, I'd rather that than daycare for sure.
I'm that way too, but if someone tries to mess with our schedule, if my ex tried to mess with it all the time, it would cause a problem. It would. I help him and he helps me occasionally, but if this became an all the time thing, I would be like, dude, if this is our schedule, figure it out.
It's not an all the time thing.
But didn't the letter say that he just started a new job like a month ago?
He switched jobs and doesn't have the flexibility anymore. So he asked if we could switch things around here and there. And I said no.
He was asking for help in his new moment. So he's getting used to a whole new schedule, a whole new mode. And she went, nah, big dog, do it for yourself. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
I just don't feel bad for either of these two. I feel like they both got to figure it out.
I'm sorry.
Like, there is nothing...
Yeah.
But
it's coming from experience, though.
It is, though. But not everybody's is the same.
Right.
So, and people, I get along with my ex now, but for people that don't,
dog,
forget it. This is nothing compared to for the people that don't. This is like a not even a fight.
Some people had to go to court. Thankfully, they didn't. They didn't
That's
even
what I
get
mean.
There.
Like, but if you're going to court now, it's getting serious.
I think go ahead, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, dude.
No. That's the floor is yours, sir.
I mean, she talked about his past. That has nothing to do with this baby. So even though you know his past, you still had a child with him.
Mm.
Don't hold that against him when he's trying to do something right. Maybe he took a promotion in the job that he needs to spend more time, do more research, look up things so that he can be his best self so he can provide for his family. If there's no child support, there's no nothing, help the brother out and say, hey, there's boundaries. Look here, dude, I can only do these days. Otherwise, if you can't, you need to find a family member or something. I can help you here. Compromise, because that baby girl she's in the middle of all of this, and she's treating her like she's nothing.
I love it, Santino.
Oh, people are going off on the text.
Triggy, Santino. We appreciate your call, man.
Mila said, I love you, Santino. This is Mila. We don't know if his switch is an inconvenience to her. Okay, you two fight off the air. We're moving it along.
Hey, great point, though, brother, man.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Everybody.
All right, quickly, Katie is in Racine. Katie, we're running out of time, but tell us, what do you think? Is Evelyn a jerk for refusing to help her ex with their kid?
I say not a jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Boom.
I, in a situation like that, I have that, but I don't have the father around all the time. And I say, the limited time that the father has them, if they have an issue with that, that's their problem, not mine.
Because you go through it enough. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're tired. We're tired of working with their schedules. It gets exhausting.
Yeah.
And you just go, you know what? We have a set schedule for a reason. I'm happy to help here and there, but figure it out. The kid's going to be fine at daycare for a day on when you're at work. It's okay, you know?
True.
But it's like, but can't you just watch them for me?
Yeah. I feel like it always falls on the mother no matter what. Not to sound bad or anything.
Well, no, it's your truth.
It's the way you
feel about it. Ain't nobody taking that from you. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's saying not the jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
the jerk. Okay, you don't have to fight like the other two. We're good.
Katie, you just got to be the decider. That's all. You can just say, not the jerk, and bye.
Bye. Thanks, Katie.
Appreciate you, Katie.
Well, I'm deciding it's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Boom. Have a great day, Katie.
I'm emotionally tired.
Yeah, that one was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, let's give away pink tickets, please. Let's do something different. Now that we've triggered all the single parents.
Some of the married parents, too, bro. They're like, why is it so hard?